الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders, every single person in this world, in this universe, is striving to achieve success. No matter what his status may be, no matter where he may be living in this world, whatever his age may be, young, old, poor, rich, whether he is a youngster, married, unmarried, an elderly person, this is a common goal which every single person is striving towards, and that is success. In the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the West, who is a successful person? And that person who acquires more wealth, more money, more properties, more buildings, more treasures of this material world, he is regarded to be a successful person. There was some Paul Getty, who was known to be the so-called most successful person of this world in his time, simply because he was the richest man in the world in his era. He was worth billions. The dollar rate was much more higher than it is today. He owned many properties, buildings, and many things to his credit. However, the same person, he confesses, he acknowledges, and he cries and he says that despite having the so-called success of this world, I still had a miserable life because I did not have a happy married life. He did not enjoy a happy married life. And therefore he is quoted to have mentioned, if I were to give back, or if I were to exchange every single dollar I possess in this world, and all the money that I accumulated, in lieu of just a single happy married life, I would do so. So having the material things of this world is not true success. It is said a successful husband is that husband who earns much more money than his wife spends. You and I know what happens today. The man earns money, immediately money is wiped out. I hope the lady is not listening. Somebody saw a husband and wife walking in some mall. The husband and wife had their hands held very tightly. So he thought, such a happy married couple. So he goes up to the man some day later and he said, you know, I saw you and your wife, you were holding your wife's hands. And you must be really loving your wife so much. He says, brother, let me tell you the truth. The moment I let go of her hand, she's running into the shops and she's shopping. So he said, a successful man, a successful husband is that husband who earns more money than his wife can spend. And a successful wife is such a woman who can find such a husband. Let us become serious. What is success in the eyes, in the light of the Quran? Who is a successful person? Who is regarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be amongst the faizeen, the muflihin, whom Allah regards as being successful in the Quran? Various ayat have been mentioned in the Quran. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the ultimate success. That is the supreme success. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ. The open success. The qualities of such people have been mentioned in the Quran. How fortunate were those Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alim Ajma'een, who were guaranteed success in this world. Not success of only this world, but success of the qabr and the ultimate success of the akhirah, where Allah will address the jannatis. Riwayat of Bukhari and Muslim. Ya ahl al-jannah, O people of jannah, they are being addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ahl al-jannah, O my beloved inmates of jannah, هَلْ رَضِيْتُمْ. Imagine Allah asking this question. Are you happy? وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَهَا يَا رَبَّنَا. Oh my Allah, oh Allah, why shouldn't we be happy? You have given us everything that we desire in Jannah. The palaces, the rivers, the gardens. Allah says, no, I want to give you something أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Something even more virtuous, more superior than all the bounties in Jannah. And then Allah will announce, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I declare my pleasure, my happiness upon all of you. I will never ever become disappointed and angry with you. That is the ultimate success. And that is why you and I in this world. And that is why, and that is what we have been created for. And we have been sent into this world, and this world is a journey towards the Akhirah. We forget sometimes. And Allah constantly reminds us of this. Allah constantly reminds us that you are moving in this world, but your goal is the Akhirah. Man forgets. All of us forget. And that ultimate success, which Allah, the creator of the universe, Allah, the creator of this world and the Akhirah, that success which Allah has regarded to be supreme, we forget. Imagine that Sahabi. We have heard the story many times before. Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala, who was titled as Dhul Bijadain, passed away in Tabuk, in the darkness of the night. He is being buried by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is commanding Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He says, lower my brother, bring him more closer. The two of them are down, burying the Sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing on top. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, that illustrious companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, happened to be very close by. And he overhears the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who then says, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, indeed I am happy with this Sahabi of mine. Wallah, you also become happy with him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, radiallahu ta'ala, I wish that I was the inmate of that qabr at that particular time, because that is success. Amr bin Haram radiallahu ta'ala is made shaheed. As the spear goes through his body, what does he utter? He says, Fuztu! Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'ba! I have gained success by the Lord of the Kaaba. He takes the qasam in Allah's name, because Allah is now showing him that paradise and the success. What is success? Success is when Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala passes away, he becomes shaheed. The angels from the heavens come down to give ghusl to Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala in the battle of Uhud. What is success? Success is when Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala passes away and 70,000 angels come down to attend the janazah of Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, and when he passes away, the arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, shudders out of joy and ecstasy that my Sa'd has passed away and my Sa'd's ruh is coming up to me. What is success? Success is when the father of Jabir radiallahu anhu passes away, Abdullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Jabir, oh Jabir." Whenever Allah spoke to any person, Allah spoke to him behind a curtain. But Allah's qasam, Allah spoke to your father kifahan, openly. And Allah says, "Tamanna, desire whatever you want, oh Jabir, oh Abdullah." He says, "Oh Allah, I wish I could be sent into this world and I could gain martyrdom again and again for your sake." These Sahaba, they understood what success was. They understood the ayat of the Quran which Allah talks about faiz, fawz, falah. The word faiz or fawz in the Arabic language means to be successful. And as I mentioned in the beginning, success in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the success that the people in this world or the Western world have in their understanding in the meaning of success. Therefore, my beloved brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to us. Allah makes an urgent plea to us in such beautiful words. Allah says, "Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam." Allah calls you. Allah calls each and one of us. Allah gives us an invitation. Allah extends the invitation to every single person in this world, believer and non-believer. Allah gives us a da'wat to ila dari salam, to the house of peace. That house in which there will be serenity. There will be comfort. There will be no grief, no pain, no fear, no anxiety, no sorrow, no misery, no suffering, no depression, no hardship, no toiling, nothing but happiness, bliss. A life of felicity, a life of happiness, a life of comfort. When Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was given the basharats by Jibreel alayhi salatu salam on the tongues of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, give Khadija salam from Allah and salam from me, and give her glad tidings of a beautiful hollow shaped, pearl shaped home in Jannah, in which there'll be no noise, there'll be no work, there'll be no hardship, there'll be no toiling, absolute serenity, serene comfort and peace." Allah invites us. Allah extends his da'wah to us. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi says, in his tafsir Razi, and he explains the same theme that we are discussing today, and that is success of the akhirah, that is true and genuine success. And he compares the akhirah success to the so-called success of this world. And he says, the success of the hereafter outweighs the success of this worldly life in many, many ways. He says, perhaps a person is given and is bestowed with the material things of this world. He says, then too, the tomorrow of the hereafter is far greater than the tomorrow of this world. Why? He says, we are living today. Not a single one of us has that guarantee that he will live even till the end of Jummah Salat. Nobody knows he'll live till tomorrow to enjoy the comforts he has been given. But the tomorrow of the akhirat is guaranteed by Allah. Where a person will live not for a single moment, one day, one month. خالدًا خالدًا فيها أبدا. It is a perpetual life. There is no mort in the akhirat. A person will live forever and ever and ever. But in this world, no guarantee to see tomorrow. Perhaps a person sees tomorrow. Then again, he has no guarantee whatsoever. He will rise from his bed in a sound condition. How often we have found many friends of ours, many family members of ours, they rose in the morning. Allah forbid, Allah cure all of us. They've risen with a stroke or with some deadly disease. They are unable to move. They are in pain, suffering. Perhaps Allah grants us that health. And of course, in the akhirah there is no sickness whatsoever. Perhaps in this world a person sees the next day. And he is healthy. And he's got all the material things of this world. And he says to his family, let us go and enjoy ourselves. Let us go for a holiday, a vacation. Like how many people will be doing so. The school holidays have begun. The Easter weekend is very close by. So many people have plans. Let us go and chill out. Let us go and enjoy ourselves. This person takes his entire family. And as he's busy enjoying his holiday, suddenly there's a freak accident. And to his utter dismay, to his shock, he finds that his little child meets up with an accident. And his child loses his life. That whole holiday becomes a musibat upon this person. All his plans are ruined. But in the akhirat, there is no such misery to take place. The pleasures of this world are short-lived. The pleasures of the akhirat are perpetual, they are eternal. And therefore Allah says, Allah invites us to the Darus Salam. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah guides whosoever He wishes to the straight path. Every single day you and I we make dua. Well, Allah give us hidayat. In Surah Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Let us be sincere and genuine in our duas. Let us apply that khushu and khudu and concentration and realize what we are asking from our Allah. Time is moving very swiftly. And before we would know, it will be time for us to leave this world. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say that the saddest day in my life is that day that is spent in such a manner in which I did not become closer to my Allah. The saddest day in my life is that day in which I did not make any attempts whatsoever to become closer to my Allah. Allah is calling out to us. This deen of Allah is so precious. It is so valuable. Really, respected brothers and elders, what we have in our possession, may Allah help us to die with this iman. We have this iman. We have this beautiful deen of Islam. Are we portraying the true image of Muslims and Islam? Many people are talking about many events that are going to take place, perhaps in our country soon. And what we should be doing, and how we should see to the people who are coming. My respected brothers and elders, we are not Muslims only on certain occasions, only on a Jummah, only on a Eid. Let us become true Muslims, true believers, believers whom Allah has regarded as successful in the Quran, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has regarded to be successful in the Hadith. It is not a difficult task. Why? Because the believers are helpers to one another. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Who is a believer? A believer is a helper. He is a wali a friend of another believer. What does he do? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He commands with kindness, with hikmat and wisdom, in a nice way, in a compassionate way. He doesn't frighten and scare his Muslim brother, and only scare him about the fire of Jahannam, and you are going to be doomed in Jahannam. No. In a kind way, he assists his Muslim brother. She assists her Muslim sister into gaining the close proximity, the love of Allah, the recognition of Allah. A person makes a mistake, he falters, he sins, we all sin. But Allah is so kind. So we remind ourselves, we remind one another, Allah is prepared to forgive us. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. A believer connects himself to his Allah. He becomes a friend of Allah. And also he connects his Muslim brethren to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, respected brothers and elders, this message is very simple. Very simple. We are a chosen, a special ummah. I do not have the time to elaborate on the virtues of this ummah, the special qualities of this ummah, and of course the special tasks and the special responsibilities of this ummah, for whom the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his entire life, crying and crying and crying for the salvation of this ummah. We have this deen. Value this deen. Let us not treat this deen as something insignificant. How often we make sarcastic remarks of different personalities in deen, of different aspects of deen. Let us not criticize people. We do not have time on our hand. Far too long we have remained in disunity. When are we going to become brothers and join hands? When are we going to be concerned to preserve this beautiful deen of ours, this iman? When are we going to become helpers and remind one another? My respected brothers and elders, all of us, or most of us, are already aware that there is going to be an ijtima' taking place next Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. In our province, in Durban, in Phoenix, this is the first time an ijtima' is going to take place in Phoenix. The brothers and sisters of Phoenix are so happy. You and I always, we say, you know, we should be doing something about our brothers and sisters in Phoenix. When last did we go and visit the people, the Muslims in Phoenix? Alhamdulillah. Over a few years now, much effort has been done. Perhaps you and I are not aware of this. A door-to-door effort has been made. In the evenings, Jamaats have gone there. Yes, they make mistakes. They are human beings. But they try. They have tried. And they have reminded themselves and the Muslim brothers and sisters there of our responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who we are. Why we are here on this world. Where are we traveling to? What is our ultimate goal? And the success that we discussed. Ijtima' means gathering. This is the golden opportunity for all our Muslim brothers again. To stand united there. To participate. Go with an open mind. And listen to the discourses that will be taking place. Wallah, it will rekindle our iman. Just the adhan of the ijtima', it makes our hair rise. Brothers are making wudu. The announcement is being made. Let us come and fill in the safs. We stand shoulder to shoulder. Thousands of Muslims together. Dua is being made. And we are reminded. All of us are reminded. Every single one of us needs, we require this reminder again and again of the success of our responsibility They just grow there. If not for the entire 4-day duration, for some time, especially in the evenings, the main talks will be given in the evenings. Let us not go alone. For every other dunya function, we make all the sacrifices. We spend all our wealth, all our comforts and pleasure we make sacrifice of. For the sake of Allah, just 1 or 2 days for the sake of Allah, let us go there and take our friends, take our other brothers, our neighbors, and let us go there, down there to Phoenix, and let us join and participate. Let it not be the ijtima takes place, and everything is over, then the brothers tell us, it was such a beautiful event. My iman became refreshed, and we were deprived of this. A person gives a beautiful example and we terminate. There is a trough of water. It has a certain level of water. People may see, or they might say, that the level is very low. But how are we going to raise the level of this water? It is simple. Every single person, all he needs to do is to just throw in this trough of water a few drops from his own side. All we are required to do is a little bit of effort. A little bit of effort. Each ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes a simple little effort from himself. And then we see the level of hidayat, the level of Islam and deen rising throughout the four corners of the world. And that is what we all are aspiring, to see deen prevalent, Islam prevalent through the four corners of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq. And we make a humble appeal. Let us go back home and tell all our mothers and sisters that they are not deprived. They can engage in dua for the success of the ijtima. And they too will be included in the reward and in the duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.